country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name.
Another great day in the Trump phenomenon, and happy to join you here on the last day of the week, Friday. We meet up again in the Trump Clubhouse here on Sunday. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday's 4 to 6 p.m. We skip Saturday for no particular reason. And, well, the last 24 hours leave us much more to talk about than we will be able to. You can join in the merriment at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And where to begin? One of my favorite guys, I think, featuring in tonight's show will be Joe DiGenova again. And, well, let's just see. How many tweets does the president have today? Actually, let's see. He has tweeted today. Just do a quick count here that might be off just by a couple. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 tweets, and the day is still young for a man who works all night. Oh, my gosh. I know. Have you ever participated in a website where you posted 20 times a day? And they were significant posts, you know, things with a video, a graphic, each one a little mini masterpiece. Beautifully written prose. I dare say you haven't. I certainly haven't. And I've fancied myself to be quite a blogger and poster over the years. I never did anything of the sort. And then in your spare time, after you do all of that, how about putting on the pants of the President of the United States? Taking care of that little task every day. My goodness. Well, let's see. Let's just throw a few logs on the fire here to get things warmed up. His most recent tweet, 5 hours ago. Well, let me hit refresh because maybe he's tweeted something in the last 2 minutes. 5 hours ago, it is. He tweets this. It's a graphic that shows Joe Biden meeting with Hunter Biden, his his son. He's going to, here it is. But this is a video that Trump is now running, President Trump is now running nationwide. So millions of people are seeing it. More people are probably seeing this little video than are watching CNN, MSNBC, or any of the other lamestream fake news media. So let's listen to this.
Joe.
Here it comes.
Biden promised Ukraine $1 billion if they fired the prosecutor investigating his son's company.
If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
But when President Trump asks Ukraine to investigate corruption, the Democrats want to impeach him, and their media lapdogs fall in line. They lost the election. Now they want to steal this one. Don't let them.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe.
Nice, huh? Nice. Oh, boy. Ah, now, I just hope the torture goes on for a while. I hope that this doesn't knock Joe Biden out of the race right away. I hope that the Democrats are tortured with this. I hope Biden struggles and squirms, kicks, bites, and screams to stay in the race so that Elizabeth Warren, he and Elizabeth Warren have to go further and further into the campaign, kicking and biting at each other. Now, the next debate, when is it? It's in October. I'll look it up in the course of tonight's show. I'll figure out when the next demon rat debate is. But this ought to be something. Oh, gee. Let's throw another log in here. Ronna McDaniel, that is Ronna, Romney McDaniel, the niece of the pathetic Mitt Romney. She's a wonderful woman. She's the chairman of the Republican National Committee. She tweets, and the president retweets her 4 hours ago. This is just the beginning of an all-out fight to defend our democracy and our president. Dozens of House Democrats campaigned on working with Donald Trump, yet fell in line with Pelosi and the squad. Voters don't support this impeachment charade, and it's going to backfire come 2020. Well, it's already backfiring. Now, here's some tweets from the president. Let's go through a series of them here. Let's see. Well, let's go back. Let's go back to what we where we left off yesterday. He says, I think this is his appearance on Sean Hannity last night. Let's see. He tweets it. Let's see if this is what it is.
The Democrats, they spend every second, minute, hour of every 24-hour day looking to smear this president. I've said it before, if he cured cancer, they'd still hate him. And yet it hasn't slowed the president down, has it? In fact, while Democrats are always busy obsessing about the Russia hoax, the Ukraine hoax, Russia, Russia, Ukraine, Ukraine, impeach, impeach. President, well, he's been hard at work since he was elected, and the results, they speak for themselves. Now, take a look at your screen. These are accomplishments. This is just a side note here of a president during the
school. No. There's a cavalcade of achievements.
Okay. His opponent from prosecution.
Because it's a recitation of Donald Trump's accomplishments, which most of you know. And so let me go to the next one. This is the next one. I want to get his appearance. I think the president is going to show his own appearance on the Sean Hannity show.
One of your finest moments ever, your opening remarks today, an information warfare operation against the president, nefarious promise to a foreign leader that turns out to be debunked, just like...
Now, Sean Hannity is complimenting Devin Nunes, who called this an information war against the president. And he's also complimenting Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, who are both sitting there in front of him.
The Russia hoax, which you pointed out, is almost identical. And yet we have all this information revealed by John Solomon. Your take.
Well, thanks, Sean, for the kind words. But the bottom line is this was a sad, sad day for America. You're seeing the destruction of one of America's finest institutions, the U.S. Congress. If it can't get any lower, it got it even lower today. And so it doesn't make me proud to be in there today. I mean, it was really miserable for us to sit there and watch the other side actually fabricate statements that they assigned to the United States president. This is really, it's really just, it's unhinged. It's just unhinged. And it needs to stop. And, you know, as we get to the, you know, we look forward to this whole whistleblower coming in to testify. This is going to be really interesting as we start to get to the bottom of and peel back the onion. And I think what you're going to find again, it's going to be the same people behind.
Yes.
They were behind the Russia hoax, are behind the
same
Ukrainian
traitors.
Hoax.
And Jim Jordan, it's not a whistleblower. It's hearsay. People told me, and okay, and it looks really official the way it's all written up. And Inspector General didn't know the contents of the phone call and said this is arguably political bias, and the DOJ investigated it. No action warranted.
Okay, we'll skip through this because I was looking for the president, and I don't see him. I don't see him in this video. Okay, let's come forward. But this is all tweeted by the president today. So let's go to the top of these tweets, and maybe I'll work my way back down backwards. All right. Here is let me see how I ended up with this here. There he is. There's the president. Okay. He says, sounds more and more like the so-called whistleblower isn't a whistleblower at all. In addition, all secondhand information that proved to be so inaccurate, a leaker or spy, a partisan operative, if that perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine isn't considered appropriate, then no, listen to this, no future president can ever again speak to another foreign leader. And by that, of course, he means speak plainly and frankly and without constraint. And this will be two ways. The president of the United States will be shackled in what he can say, and the foreign leader will also be absolutely constrained in what he can or can't say. So it's a two-way destruction of the ability of the president of the United States to communicate with foreign leaders. That's a hell of a price to pay for a psychotic traitor, Adam Schiff, guilty of treason. And I love it that the Democrats promote him, that Nancy Pelosi, another traitor, promotes him to be the chairman of his House Investigation Subcommittee or Committee. Thank you, Nancy, for putting him there in that high position and keeping him there, a traitor. He says, the president, 11 hours ago, Representative Adam Schiff totally made up my conversation with Ukraine president and read it to Congress and millions of people. He must resign and be investigated. He has been doing this for 2 years. And then here's the part I like the most. Five words. He is a sick man. He is. He's a perverse, sick puke. Here's Mark Levin, tweeted by the president. I'm putting these up principally because they are being tweeted by the president. This is what the president wants his 60, how many million is it now? Followers, his 64.9 million followers to see this today. So you're getting it right here. Let me find it and click on it, get it going.
Great one. I like, just do your thing. Break it down from your perspective.
Well, we got a lot to cover, short period of time. You know, after I watched this hearing, it's like waterboarding, by the way, I wrote this to myself. I said, when it comes to Trump, the Democrats and media are like drug addicts looking for their next fix. Their eyes are popping out of their head. The sweat beads are coming down their face. They raise their voices. They swing their hands. They become disgruntled and all the rest. They're really freaking out. Now, this is, we're told, August 12th, the rogue CIA agent's complaint. It's dated August 12th. It's to Richard Burr in the Senate and Adam Schiff in the House. If the date is correct, that means Adam Schiff has had this for many weeks. First of all, as a practicing lawyer, I went through this. And I can tell you that a CIA agent who is a policy guy for Ukraine can't write something like this.
Now, listen to what Mark Levin is saying, folks. He is an incredibly accomplished attorney. And he's going to give you a point of view here that unless you're a likewise incredibly accomplished attorney, you're not going to get otherwise. Very, very big insight.
This is a legal brief. This was vetted through lawyers, and I want to know who wrote this. I want to know who participated in writing this. I want to know who this man spoke to, every single one of them. In the New York Times today, which of course runs cover for the Democrats and goes after the President of the United States, talking about a drug fix, they say today that this man's lawyer, who by the way worked for Schumer and Clinton, doesn't want the identity of this man known. Too bad, pal. Too late. You want to impeach our president?
Now, folks, I love it. Too bad, pal. Beautiful, beautiful. And Levin has got it. Levin has got that, you know, like a bloodhound supposedly has 50 times the acuity of smell that we have. Mark Levin is a bloodhound on this one. He can, in reading this letter, he can ascertain things that the layman might miss. He wants to know who this. It is a professional legal brief. It's got footnotes. It has citations. It is something that somebody would present in court. And now, be careful what you wish for, demon rats. Because down Mark Levin and all the Republican patriots, we want this investigated. We want to get to the bottom of this.
Using this BS, we want to know all about your guy. And I love today's hearing where they wrap this guy in the whistleblower statute. Whistleblower statute? This guy could have been a homeless guy coming off the street talking to people. He knew nothing. Oh, I heard. He heard that certain people over at the White House who are monitoring the conversation and wrote notes about it were upset. He heard that. Isn't it funny that not a single one of the people with firsthand knowledge filed a whistleblower complaint? Not one of them. This guy files it. This guy is represented by Democrats. This guy files it. I want to know if Adam Schiff, the Democrat staffers, or any Democrats were involved in orchestrating this leak and coup campaign. Did it?
Leak and coup campaign. Levin has got this killer instinct. He's zeroing in like a heat-seeking missile. He knows there's a target here. Beautiful analysis.
In Russia, did it with Kavanaugh. It's the same damn thing. This is a rogue CIA agent. You know, people might say, but it's the CIA. Look what they did to the FBI. Look at this guy Brennan, a complete reprobate.
Now, complete reprobate. And let me correct myself from last night. I lavished praise on Joe DiGenova for saying that the FBI is in the tank. And he might actually share that sentiment, but I was misremembering who said it and where I heard it yesterday. It was Rudy Giuliani, even more remarkable. Rudy Giuliani said, the FBI is in the tank. Wow. We'll be right back with more of this blistering analysis.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
You're going to get your price in the kitchen right here. In this Mark Levin Nobody segment, it just gets, it grows, it crescendos more and more brilliant. This is a top, top legal mind. And watch the temperature rise on the Mark Levin thermometer as he is going to get better and better. Listen to what he has to say. The importance of this, and by the way, it has 1.3 million views, this video right now, this little YouTube here.
There are rogue operations. You know, when the CIA overthrew the Iranian government years ago, the liberal Democrats were upset. When they overthrew Allende in Chile, a socialist Marxist, the Democrats were upset. When they tried to overthrow Castro, the Democrats were upset, and so forth and so on. But when they try to overthrow our president, they're whistleblowers.
Realize what he just said. Mark Levin, the CIA, not two guys, not three guys, the whole damn CIA tried to overthrow Trump and the FBI.
They're heroes. They're courageous. Mr. Schiff, why don't you release 90 days of your phone calls, 90 days of your texts, 90 days of your emails? Because I know something, pal. You're a leaker. You're devious. Same with your staff. Do you want Nancy Pelosi went to the microphone and announced, like a dictator, we are going to begin official, formal, an impeachment inquiry, which of course she can't do. She's one, may I say, knucklehead out of 435 in the House of Representatives. She's from San Francisco. It doesn't work that way. Now, why, everybody, why would she do that before she got the transcript? Why? Because she had this, or she knew.
That's that letter dated August 12th, addressed to Adam Schiff. He had this thing, which means he engaged in pillow talk with Nancy Baby. And so she knew she had this.
Know about it? The little rogue CIA operative. This document is 1,000 times worse than the actual transcript, which isn't even cited in this document because this rogue CIA agent never had this document. Now, they're trying to rewrite this document to try and get it to work with this document. The President of the United States phone call has nothing wrong with it. President of the United States. It's a long conversation. I notice in the media, they're kind of moving sentences around, trying to attach things. Why don't you read the whole thing? Take 10 minutes, rather than attacking the president for your fix, and read the whole thing so the American people will hear it. But you won't do that. Why? Well, I have a question. Why shouldn't the president of the United States in a conversation with the president of Ukraine say, hey, look, would you take a look at this? We've had news reports. News reports. We've had entire books written about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Joe Biden obstructing justice in the Ukraine, blackmailing the Ukrainian government. President's supposed to sit there and act stupid? No, he says, you know what? Among 1,000 other things, you might want to look into this. Wow, that's an impeachable offense. Why is that? You now have 4 United States senators who did far more than that. 3 of them, Leahy, Menendez, and Durbin, who insisted that the Ukrainian government insisted investigate our president. You had another one, Murphy from Connecticut, who insisted that the Ukrainian government not invest Biden. How come they're not facing ethics complaints?
Now, the most powerful sentence he utters, maybe, is coming up in a moment. And he says, where the hell are, and listen to what he's saying here. Where the hell are they? What's missing in this picture?
How come they're not facing expulsion acts in the United States Senate? And finally, let me ask you a question. Where the hell are the Republican chairmen in the Senate?
Where the hell are the Republican chairmen in the Senate? In other words, grow a pair. This is part of the problem that Donald Trump highlights. Grow a pair. These Republicans need to grow balls. That's why they are beaten by these demon rats and abused by these demon rats. They need to stand up like men and women. And when they get a little Adam Schiff, tear him apart. Dig, subpoena, investigate, fight fire with fire.
Why aren't they issuing subpoenas? Why don't they pretend they're Elijah Cummings or Jerry Nadler or Schiff for that matter? I know it's an ugly thought. But issue your 100 subpoenas. Go after their bank accounts. Go after their friends. Go after their relatives. Go after their accountants. Go after their records. And if they don't give them, and that goes for you too, Biden. And if they don't go for it, hold them in contempt. That's it.
Great one. Let me show you one thing. By the way,
Now that was Mark Levin appearing on the Sean Hannity Show. And folks, that's the way it ought to be done. You heard the way he used the effective, powerful language. Where the hell are they? Bullshit. He used terms like this. His temperature rose. That's what Republicans have to do to be in a fight with these demon rats. Beautiful. That was a beautiful thing to listen to. John in Missouri, hang on. We're going to come to you right after this break.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back, folks. And we've got John in Missouri on the phone. John, thank you for joining us.
Hi, James. The Democrats sound more like junior high school girls fighting.
It is. Yes, I agree. This is going to be something to behold. I mean, you couldn't. They have completely lost their minds. They are, in fact,
They're supposed to be the leaders of our nation.
Yeah, no, there is not a voice of sanity anywhere to be found among the demon rats. And this is a good thing. Scary that an entire American political party is insane and is an enemy of the people. And they have come close. I mean, Hillary Clinton came within a gnat's eyelash of beating Donald Trump. So it's
right. All they'd had to do is run anybody but Donald. She could have beat anybody but Donald.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But
she
almost
a gift from heaven above.
Yes.
He truly was.
Yes, he was. But
these people are supposed to be our leaders, our national leaders. So these people are pitiful, James. And what's worse is there's Americans out here that believe it.
Yeah, that's the scary part. That's kind of what I was fumbling for words. The scary part is, how is any of this Peter Strzok in his sexting message to his paramour. What was her name? It's going to come to me in a second here. Lisa Page? I'm forgetting her name. Anyway, in that he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to 1. That should be the vote. 100 million to 1. Now, I guess Donald Trump would be the only person that votes for himself. Let's just flip that around. Who is it? This is to go to your thought, John. Who would conceivably vote for Pocahontas or Joe Biden or Barack Obama? What kind of a defective weirdo would vote for these people? And so this gets very scary. It gets very scary when you consider that, you know, let's go on the assumption that they're, you know, that the numbers are not in very, very badly faked. But Hillary Clinton supposedly got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. So that's the scary part, John. That's right. Many millions of people will vote for a Joe Biden, a Pocahontas, a Bernie Sanders or a Hillary Clinton. That's a very scary thought.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I know some of these people. They're intellectual pygmies, James.
They
don't have a brain. All they're doing is voting what they've done their whole life. They can't think. They can't reason. And they really don't care about the country.
Yeah, this is...
I call them traitors. That's what I think they are, is absolute traitors.
I think your best characterization... I know such people, too. I have, even in my extended family, I know such people close to me that I love, that are wonderful people. But yeah, their ability to think has atrophied. Something going on in our culture, in our world today, is causing people to lose the ability to think. And so it's mind-boggling that actually people who are not traitors, the candidates certainly are traitors, are going to vote for, you know, Pocahontas or see something attractive in Kamala Harris. It is mind-boggling. And that's the really scary thing. That's where we really lose as patriots going into the future. And that's where Donald Trump's biggest job is to create what's a movement. You know, how is a movement different from a candidate? Well, a candidate's one guy. A movement is tens of millions of people, and a real movement. A few thousand people is not a movement. That's a blip on the radar screen. Will not affect history. A movement is tens, scores of millions of people, and that's Donald Trump's biggest task, and he is fast accomplishing it, is building a movement of people whose brains have kicked back in, whose common sense, brain power, their moral outrage, their moral sense has kicked back in. They've come to their senses. They snapped out of the coma. That's Donald Trump's biggest task, and it will be his greatest legacy. It will be the thing that generations upon generations into the future will be thanking Donald Trump for having gotten those good. These are good people to think and stand up.
You don't.
Yeah.
All you have to do is treat the money the way you treat your own money. I mean, that's I'm talking about our tax money. And these people want to give it to people that come across the border?
Yes. Well, you know, there's...
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Exactly. The whole... Why you would support open borders or people that support that or... You know, they all raised their hands. When they were asked, do you support free medical care for illegal aliens? They all raised their hands. Oh, my God.
I was watching. Yeah. When that happened.
You know, and, I mean...
It just amazes me, and I don't know what to do about it. I mean, Donald Trump is an imperfect man doing a perfect job as far as I'm concerned. I like the guy. I'm happy with him. I've never been this happy with a candidate that I had the chance to vote for. So he's getting my vote in 2020, and that's all there is. And there's folks out there that don't like him, that think we're all stupid. There's people out there listening to this show that think I'm an idiot. And you can keep thinking it. But my life is better with Donald Trump at the helm. Can you imagine what would happen if our country was in a serious war with Hillary or Squall Warren or Kamala Harris?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, my feeling, I'm with Joe DiGenova. I want to be in the same trench with Joe DiGenova. He said, I'll defend Donald Trump to the death. I like that. I like what Joe DiGenova said about Donald Trump. And this is a heavyweight. This is a big, big mind in American history, Joe DiGenova. So, and I'm there with him. And as far as having imperfections and so on, here's what I say about Donald Trump's imperfections. What imperfections? He's as close to a perfect man as I know. He's the most perfect man I know, you know, in America today. Imperfections. I mean, he's a great family man. He's a great genius, a thinker, a philosopher. He's funny as all get out. He's got guts. He's got incredible energy. You just go down the list of any measurement of a man. He is the most perfect man I know of in America. And then another way of saying the same thing is, well, okay, I'm not asking you to do this, John, but to anybody out there who's laughing at Kelso for being some kind of a groupie for Donald Trump, I would say to those people, okay, name me a more perfect man than Donald Trump alive today in America. Name me that man. Nobody can. When they choke up and they can't name somebody, I say, well, okay, point made. Point made. He is the most perfect man I know of in America. And the fact that he's not just, you know, he's the president. That's the miracle. That's where this kind of gets into the realm of, well, how did this happen? It is kind of miraculous. How did that guy with that, all those qualifications, how did he not win a congressional seat or a city council seat or he won the presidency? And he's doing it in the face, in the teeth of the entire deep state, the entire nest of rats. How did he do it?
Including the Republicans, James.
Yes, and that's exactly.
The Republicans aren't standing behind him.
And that's the point, Mark. Yeah, that was the point Mark Levin was just making. Where the hell are the Senate committee chairmen? Now, what's the point there, folks? In case you missed it, the Senate's controlled by Republicans, meaning all the committee chairmen are Republicans. A Senate committee chairman has a lot more power than a House committee chairman. A lot more power. So where are you, Lindsey Graham, with your Senate Judiciary Committee? I think it's the Judiciary Committee he heads. But all the different committees of the House, they should be investigating Adam Schiff, investigating Joe Biden, investigating Hunter Biden, investigating all of these traitors committing crimes against America. But they're not. There is not a single good investigation ongoing. I don't know of it. A single good investigation going on in the Senate that is simply, they're eunuchs. They're neutered. They've been spayed. they're horrible.
They certainly are. James, I don't want to keep your phone busy, so I'm going to get off. Nice talking to you. We're on the same page, though.
Thank you, buddy. The guy who named the president the first American president. Thank you, John. You we'll be building statues to your memory for that. Well, let's see. Let me just check and see if the president has tweeted here in the last minutes. That is always so fun when he does that, when he just snaps a tweet in there. I was looking for it during the break and I couldn't find it, but I love what the president said about traitors and treason. These are traitors. Adam Schiff is a traitor. And the whole gang of them, all the people that launched the coup against the United States, this is treason. Here's what U.S. Code Section 23 or Section 18 U.S. Code 2381 says: treason. Whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. And then there's the rest of it here. You can ignore that. Or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years, blah, blah, blah. And shall be incapable of holding any office in the United States. Then there is a, let's see, Article 3, Section 3, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution says this: the Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason. And I just read it to you. and the Donald Trump, just a few days ago, he said, you know, we used to deal with treason a little more strongly than we do today. And so that would really put some smelling salts under their noses, wouldn't it? If people were being executed for treason, that would, that might get the attention of some of these creeps. but it is treason to stage a coup d'etat against the duly elected and president of the United States. Is, I mean, if that's not treason, what is? There was that book, None Dare Call It Treason. You get another book out there. If that's not treason, what is? let's go to, let's just take a glance here at the Breitbart headlines today. We'll be meeting up again on Sunday. So we'll have 2 days of this rough and tumble to report on then. He says, here's another one. This is a tweet from the president. Here's what he tweets. Listen to this. This is Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tensing, his partner, two of the real heroes in all of this.
Joe, you heard what he said. You see what's reported. It was pretty obvious there were a billion reasons they fired the guy in 6 hours, wasn't it?
Well, we've known from the very beginning that Mr. Shokin was not a corrupt prosecutor. We've known that he was removed from office under pressure from Vice President Biden because he was investigating the vice president's son and because of his vice president's connection to Burisma Holdings. This is so clear and so obvious, and it is precisely why the Democrats have undertaken this new move against the president of the United States with this corrupt allegation that there was something wrong with a phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is ridiculous. And the reason the Democrats have undertaken this offensive is to protect Vice President Biden. Unfortunately for them, John Solomon and the work that he's done and the official records that are now available are going to really shoot a hole in their ship.
You heard what he...
Oh, that was good. That was that's it. That's why I love him. That was Joe DiGenova. And the boy, am I looking forward to this, what John Solomon's coming up with. It's a small band of patriots who are coming up with this great research. And they're going to take these people apart. And notice, it's deja vu, as Yogi Berra said, deja vu all over again, because that's what they were doing with the Trump witch hunt. Who were they covering? They were attacking Donald Trump, covering Hillary Clinton, the real criminal. That was, and all of the people doing it, I mean, Robert Mueller busily covering, these are hitmen and cover-up artists at the same time. Cover-up artist for Hillary, hitman against Donald Trump. And they're playing this golden oldie again. They're doing a hit of Donald Trump this time again, and a cover-up for Joe Biden. It's the same crowd of people, the same hitmen, the same cover-up men. They're all the same people. George Soros is in there financing all these different things. Turns out Soros is financing this latest hit against Trump and the cover-up for Joe Biden. So thank goodness I'm not one of those people. The really important people, I'm down, way down the food chain. I'm just relaying this beautiful stuff that comes out every day from guys like John Solomon, investigative journalist, researcher, a guy with guts. You know, Giuliani, I'll tell you what Giuliani said yesterday. Boy, he's been on TV. He is just on fire. What hair he has left is on fire. He said when he talked about what he has uncovered as regards Joe Biden and the corruption of Joe Biden, he said, I thought when I uncovered this, I thought they were going to kill me. Whoa, that's strong stuff from a guy who travels around with a heavy bodyguard all the time. He said, I thought they would kill me. We are down to our last break, and we'll have our last segment coming up. If you want to call in, you can do it. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Maybe we could end with a little humor, end the show here with a little bit of humor. Here's an Arnold Schwarzenegger story for you. Here he is. Here's a picture of him with, what's her name? Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old girl who is the climate change spokeswoman for the climate change hoax. And it looks like they're on the Santa Monica Mall, actually, in this picture. And I used to live next door to Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's right. Our back fence was the Arnold Schwarzenegger's. There wasn't even a fence there, just bushes. But his property was next to ours in the Pacific Palisades. He lived there with Maria Shriver and his kids and his Hummers. He's always driving Hummers. So here's an interesting, funny story, the humor element here. And he sounds in person, you know, he's when he's there in the backyard playing with the kids and so on, he sounds exactly like the guy says, you know, I'll be back. His voice, he's the same guy. But, and I would also run into Maria Shriver, his wife. But so here's a funny story. Actor and politician Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has said he is starstruck by Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, is loaning his electric Hummer to the teen so she can travel to Canada for a protest without relying on fossil fuel-powered transportation. Now, how much do you think an electric Hummer costs? And how much fossil fuel do you think needs to be consumed to build an electric Hummer? And how much fossil fuel has to be used to generate the electricity for Greta's, for Arnold's electric Hummer? I mean, I'm sure that car costs more than $100,000. Let's see. Thunberg will travel in the vehicle with her father to Montreal. So she's driving from Santa Monica to Montreal so she can take part in a climate change protest next Friday. Remember, she came to America in a, was it solar powered or wind powered yacht? I think solar powered. But the people who took the yacht back to Sweden had to be flown over to crew the boat to take it back. I mean, this is all such make-believe. Thunberg, 16, launched the Fridays for Future school walkout movement about a year ago. She sailed to New York from Europe in August in a racing yacht to avoid air travel. Although the boat's crew's flight back and forth from Europe to the U.S. has been cited as a bigger source of pollution than her flying on her own. So isn't that interesting? She's a very smart girl. Can't she figure that out? Just get in a jet and fly by herself? It's amazing the hypocrisy. We've said it on this show so many times. Hypocrisy is the middle name of every left winger. We'll see you again in our Sunday Spectacular here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for joining us. Don't stop.